Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Skip Weber is here, sponsor of the Sweet 16. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
You like today's? We've never done it. The tropes.
Well, two things. A, yes, we have.
Have we really?
Oh, yeah. As soon as Andrew sent it to me, I assume you want me to tell the truth.
Sure.
Okay? So, you know, I hate it.
Well, see, here's what I want from you. You hate something, I want you to say it right away.
Yeah.
Like, don't work on it all day.
Here's the deal. So Andrew sent me one this morning, and I thought, I can't do that one today. So I can't do that. I said, no, let's not do that. Do you guys do that? You know, there's going to be some weeks coming up where I can't make it in
because
I got stuff going on. You guys do it then. And I think you understand why.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes, that's cool. Let's do this. I go to myself. I go, oh, man, no. I can't say no again. I can't say no to this one.
See, there's your problem.
You can say no again.
It was to yourself.
No. Yeah.
But it'd be like if you said, Dave, I got a great Jeep for you.
So I floated a possible no out there by saying, okay, but it feels like we only did that a couple months ago. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. And I just saw that text like an hour and a half ago.
I was hoping he'd go, well, this is something else. So when I didn't get that after a couple hours, I went ahead. But no, it was in 2020. I found, because we have the threads. I mean, like, you're texting me something, it's not going to be on that. But the ones with everybody or the ones with just Andrew and I, I found it where we did it, like in 2020.
Hmm.
And it's not bad. It's a great discussion. It'd be fun to do around a campfire or a bar or anything. But it's just so much thought and figuring it out. And I had such a day in front of me, and I knew it was going to be bad. And there's, you know, we're coming out of a hectic part of our life and a hectic part of the year, and I'm so far behind on stuff that I want to get done. And I go, you know, can't we just do, like, favorite Robin Williams movies or something like that? You know, whatever. I'm just thinking of something simple. But, no, I get why we're doing it, because we're doing things, you know, to fun.
You should just say that.
Nah. I don't. It's your show.
You can always say no.
Dude, let me tell you something.
I'm not going to say no twice.
You have no idea.
He's got a one veto policy.
You have no idea how little investment I have in the Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. I know I invest more because this is my one shot of the radio of the week.
Yeah.
If I come in on a bad thing and people turn off after everybody's second round.
Yeah.
Then I don't get to be a radio star that week.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. It's cool, but I go, ah, man, that's, I'm grumbling. I put together, I think, a pretty good list.
Yeah.
It was probably the same list I did 5 years ago.
Here's what we do. Next time it happens, text me. I'll pretend it was Andrew's idea, and I'll be like, yeah, I can't. This guy is full of stupid ideas.
And like I said, I don't think it's a stupid idea. I just didn't like it. And if the first one is something we have never done.
Yeah, punchable faces.
Punchable faces. And I go, you know what? I already probably alienated enough people coming on here. I don't need to sit there and say, well, I hate so-and-so.
Yeah.
And 20,000 people in St. Louis go, well, I ain't ever buying a car from that guy.
Yeah.
You know, so I just felt like, I mean, I could probably do it without that happening. But like I said, with the state of mind I'm in with my... You know, I'm supposed to have less to do, and I have more. And, you know, 4th of July ended, and I was very busy with some of that stuff. But my month hasn't gotten any easier on me. So with that much stuff going on, I just didn't want to do it.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I can't wait to do punchable faces.
Yeah.
I've got so many. Yeah. So many. And they're all varied.
And nobody's going to care. If you say,
right,
like you and I have talked about this, probably number one on your list is probably Tom Hanks. Or close to it.
I had not thought of
that. Or close to it.
Yeah.
Because
we've talked about how we've grown weary. I mean, I love a lot of his movies, but some of the times it's just, you know. And so if you say that you hate Tom Hanks and 90,000 people out there that love Forrest Gump, they're going to tune into you the next day anyway because they're going to say, what's he going to say? If I say I hate Tom Hanks, I just, you know, I might as well stop selling Silverados.
It's good to be Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
So the one we're doing today is movie tropes, especially stupid, cringy, oh my God, I hate when they do this in a movie. So I honestly don't remember ever doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, 2020 is a pretty long time ago.
Well, I remember the reason why I remembered it most is because Andrew, the example Andrew gave this time was the same example you gave last time, walking away from an explosion.
Oh.
slowly walking away while stuff. That's what you said when we did it back then.
So that brought
I did found the text. I go, yeah, that's exactly why it was. It reminded me of the same thing. So.
Also, this just in, be very careful what you text Skip Weber, because he keeps it forever. he'll go back 6 years.
He's got receipts, baby.
It is funny, because I was going back and said, I know it. I know I remembered it. I know it was in here. And so I went back a little bit with just Andrew, and I go, you know what? I think Dave said it. And so I found it. But I was literally maybe one or two scrolls left from giving up.
When it
popped
out. You had to go that far back.
Funny. Well, it wasn't just a couple months ago. In my head, it is. I mean, it's the same thing. That was just yesterday, wasn't it? No, that was 4 years ago. I mean, that's how it is with my life anyway right now, it feels like. So,
what do you got?
All right. Number one, instant death when the hero is shooting a gun. We all know. I don't know if we all know, but obviously, if you fire 10 shots at 10 bad guys in real life, you maybe hit 3 of them and kill none of them most of the time.
Yes.
If, you know, Clint Eastwood or Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone fires 10 shots, he kills 12 guys.
Yeah.
You know,
two will take out one guy.
And it doesn't really bother me in the thing, because the whole thing is the plan of one guy taking on somebody to save this person or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, on the converse, 10 guys are shooting at him, and they all miss. That's a big hole.
When I was a lawyer, the firm I worked for represented BJC, and I had to do a couple of evenings in the ER. And, you know, it's downtown St. Louis, man. Right. People being brought in with multiple gunshot wounds. I remember asking the doctor, I'm like, why aren't they dying? And he goes, dude, to die of a gunshot, especially a single gunshot, it's got to hit you in the heart, the brain, the aorta. It's like if you just shoot a guy.
It bleeds you out or stops something that's exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, a guy comes in, even if he's using a machine gun.
Right.
You're not going to kill every one of the soldiers along that ridge that you're charging.
And even more so with a knife. Like, I could stab you in the stomach, and you're not going to die for an hour.
Right.
But in movies, you're done.
Yeah. So, I mean, once again, it doesn't make a good movie lesser, but it is a giant hole of realism.
It's an eye roller.
Yep. Yeah.
Andrew.
Reading the will, everybody in a big group in the family, like it's a performance.
Yeah.
And they're all waiting for the twist ending.
Yeah. I remember, again, when I was a lawyer, I thought that's how you did it. And the lawyers are like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, I've never done that.
And the balance of my estate goes to...
And it's always someone surprising. Yeah. Wheels?
I like a lot of movies that have this, so it's not a criticism. But in the sci-fi world, adventure world, The Chosen One.
Mm.
There's always somebody, like, unbeknownst to them, they just happen to be the one person who can save the universe. That is so common.
We do love that.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back.
It's the same things what Skip was talking about, because that one, you can call that one like the one man army, right? Like the one guy can just take on everybody. I think we just like feeling that we could be special.
Yeah.
Like there's something about each of us, like that feeling that maybe you could be the one.
Well, I think that's how a lot of people write the stories. I mean, nobody writes a story about 5 people doing something, even if it's not a save the world, if it's like Tom Sawyer. When Mark Twain writes Tom Sawyer is going to be the guy that does everything in the book.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's going to be, you know, if whether it's Frodo Baggins or Luke Skywalker.
Yep.
I mean, without Han Solo, Luke Skywalker doesn't win.
Right.
But he's still the main dude.
And 2 of my favorite movies of all time have that trope in them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Rach.
I really hate it when the villain takes the time to explain his evil plan to the person
before they kill him.
Yeah, and it's like
just kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Myers did that so great.
Yeah.
Scotty's like, just shoot him. He's right there. Just shoot him. I'm gonna go ahead and go Pete Hegseth. Oh wait, that was Punchable Faces. This is a little thing.
I thought you were going for the Chad character.
Yeah, this is a little thing, but I hate when people are either drinking coffee out of a Starbucks or they're carrying groceries and it's clear that there's nothing in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing in the coffee.
Right, right.
Like, just put water in there.
Yeah,
like, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, put a bunch of cardboard Quaker Oats things
Why
in the bag or something.
Why take me out
like that.
By just like
have some prop food
in
there.
You spent $42 million on props.
You couldn't afford lettuce? Not,
yeah, exactly. All right. Tell me if this is the same as Rachel's, and if it's not, you can put them against each other or whatever you want to do. Not just explaining it, but the villain never sticks around to see the demise of the character.
Right, right.
Like John Wick.
You guys take him out. I'm leaving.
John Wick, James Bond villains all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad I can't stick around, Mr. Bond, but I have something to do in Vienna right now. And so, or the worst of all is every episode of the old Batman.
Yes.
Yeah. They're always. Yeah. So I don't know if that's the same. I mean, it is portion of it, explaining it, but
having him hanging over a boil of fat.
Exactly.
And it's slowly lowering him.
And it's going to unravel, so it'll take you 30 minutes, and I don't have that time, so I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Andrew.
That's a good one.
Protagonist not being questioned at the scene of the big crime by, like, police. Like, you were right in the middle of a bunch of explosions and gunfights and everything else, and then you're just allowed to go free?
Yeah, you just walk away.
Like, no one's got any questions for you about what your role in all of the death and destruction was?
Yeah.
I like it. Wheels.
The horror movie one. I'll be right back. But the dumb person that always goes and explores a sound and you know they're dead.
Hmm.
Like, there's always that. And I mean, every horror movie has something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put, like, going off alone in a
horror movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say this is, like, a pretty benign one, but not saying bye when you hang up the phone. It drives me insane, especially if it's a period piece. Like, I just watched Mad Men again, and I love that show, but they just hang up on each other all the time. And it's like, if any time you would want to say, like, goodbye, the conversation is over, it would be during the 60s when you can't, like, follow up with a text. Like, hey, I didn't get that last thing you said.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with how people, typically women, and I get it, but it's still stupid, have obviously just had a whole night of sex, and somehow in the morning, their lingerie is back on, and they're covering their breast with the sheets so as the guy they just had sex with all night doesn't see them naked.
I see. They cover up.
They cover up.
Right. They're like,
ugh. Right.
Well, it's also they're always wearing a full face of makeup.
Yes.
Too.
And their hair's done. Yeah.
Like, we know what you just did.
Yeah.
Has anyone in the history of the world just, you know, like, oh, I better put my clothes back on in case you see me? Maybe everyone does, and I'm just naked all the time.
Well, you know. I think more that it's to keep it PG.
Yes. Well, sure.
Yeah. Right.
No, I get that. Yeah,
exactly. So, right. But it's also.
But it's still dumb.
Yeah, it's still a trope.
Yeah. Skip.
How about And the best example of this was Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, the one that stuck out. It happens all the time. But the main guy has just been in 8 fights and has gotten beat up and maybe been shot in the arm or whatever and clubbed across the head and all this stuff. And he can barely move. And like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, when he's on the submarine and Karen Allen's kissing where it hurts. And then, but it's not over. So something else happens, and now he's ready to go as strong as he was on the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter, you know, yes, he survived it all, but rather than now being 20% of himself, he's 100% of himself.
Yeah, I had one like that, too similar to it to put on, but like I grew up thinking you could take a legit blow to the head with a gun or a lead pipe.
Oh, yeah, and
get you'll up. Be okay.
Oh, no, you're done.
You just kind of shake it off.
Or even if you pass out, when you do get up,
you're going to have a concussion for days.
Yeah. But I mean, here, it happens in James Bond.
Yeah.
I mean, here, look, if you fight Jaws, even if you end up with metal teeth, not the shark. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. But, you know, and like I said, Raiders, James Bond, Silverado, when the guy gets run over by a horse a couple times and now motivated, okay, let's go get him. Whatever it might be. All movies that I love.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to change it because, look, I don't want to say, wait 3 days till you get healed again.
They could just do the SpongeBob scroll and say 3 days later.
Exactly.
Andrew.
Super fast computers. Computers that do immediately what you want the instant that you want them to.
Yeah.
I work with computers all day and they don't work like that.
Mm. Yeah.
And everything requires 10 times as many clicks as the people using computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, if you don't know that, it fools you into thinking that's what is real. Yeah.
And the people doing it, well, all I got to do is get some guy with glasses who's a hacker, and we can break in to the CIA as part of our plot.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wheels.
I'm going to go simple one here. The making all authority groups look like idiots. So the FBI, they're all a bunch of bumbling idiots. They're scrambling around. It's the Keystone Cops, like all, and sometimes it's law enforcement. It can be other things, but authorities as idiots.
Yeah.
Mine is similar to Andrew's, but like the performative hacking where it's like, I'm just going to type super fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go enemies to lovers.
Oh, I hate that one.
Why is it that anyone in a movie who ends up romantically together, they have to start by hating each other's guts?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I hate that one, but that's literally my life.
Well, you didn't hate her.
No, she hated me, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's get one more, and then we must go to break.
Okay, Skip.
I have two. This is the last one, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'll do two. You throw them out. Plain-looking person, take their glasses off, and they're the most beautiful man or woman on the planet. That's number one. Or how easy it is to conduct a high-speed chase in a crowded city.
Right. Oh, my God.
I mean,
pedestrians never get hurt.
And I love high-speed chases, but I'm sorry. You can't just go on the sidewalk and everybody's going, oh, no,
and jump out of the way.
And then go through and nobody stops. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I was watching a scene from Heat the other day where they all have automatic weapons in the middle of downtown.
Yeah, that's a great movie,
not
too.
Not one bystander got tagged.
Yeah. It's like the A-Team effect. They're like a bunch of crack military specialists, and they never kill anyone.
Andrew.
No, that's it. We're done.
Oh, that's it.
One of those. We're
done. One of those two.
Oh.
I'm going to do, I think we should do the chase.
Yeah,
that
I
one's
agree.
Infuriating.
Yeah.
Sounds good. DGS Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. We're doing the cringiest movie tropes. Instant death when the hero is shooting, even if he's shooting multiple people, versus hanging up a telephone without saying goodbye.
I'm going to go to shooting.
Shooting.
Shoot moves on.
I don't care if people say goodbye. I'm just kidding. But.
Getting together to read the will. It's always dramatic versus... we've had sex all night and you wake up and your clothes are back on in bed.
I'll say the will.
I'm going the will also.
I kind of like the sex thing.
I do too. Andrew, choice.
Will.
Ah.
A-hole. the chosen one trope versus... Oh, back to 100%? Like you just had a big fight?
Yes.
And you're already healed?
Yes.
I got to do the back to 100%.
I'm going to go chosen one.
I like the 100% thing.
Yeah, I like the 100%. Even though Chosen One is good, too. These are all good.
Yeah. The villain explaining the steps of the evil plan versus super fast computers.
Villain.
The villain.
Villain.
Villain. Yeah, you! Sure. Welcome back, DGS. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of stupid, cringy movie tropes. Walking around with a clearly empty coffee cup or grocery bag versus all people in authority are stupid and inept.
I think that's the best matchup yet.
Yeah, that's those a good one. Both, I'm going to go with
those. Those are both really annoying.
I'm going to go with the inept authorities, but boy, those are good ones.
I'm going empty coffee. It just bugs me.
I'll go empty coffee, too. Because they
I'll make it a tie to Andrew.
They move it around and shake
around.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tie to Andrew.
Stupid. Empty coffee, sloshing that thing.
Slowly executing your plan to kill the protagonist versus performative hacking. As long as you have the right hacker, they can get you anything you need.
Just some key.
Yeah. I'm gonna do
the slow kill.
Well, the slow kill was my choice, was my submission. That always annoyed me, like with the Batman stuff. But the other one is way worse. I'm telling you, you can't just sit there and, we need something. Okay, we're in this random person's office. Maybe I can first break in his computer and then I can get into the traffic center. Yeah. And
we're in.
My favorite is, give me the camera in that building now.
Exactly.
Like,
okay.
It's on the other side of the country. You can do that?
Yeah,
that's pretty great.
I'll go hacking as well.
Yeah, hacking.
The protagonist not being questioned at an obvious crime scene versus mine, which you can't end up as lovers unless you start out hating each other.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that one.
Crime scene.
Yeah, I like the crime scene one because, I don't know, it's just like, all right, well, thanks for doing your part. Have a great day.
All
yeah.
I know is it wasn't John Wick. So
building blew up, bodies strewn everywhere, and yeah. We're not worried about what this guy might have had to do with any of it. Like, if you kill someone who's a bad guy, that's still murder.
Yeah, you still, well, it may not be, but yeah. It's still a killing. Yeah, it's still an investigation.
I think you've talked me into that one. Yeah. I'm going that one, too.
It's like, hey, don't leave town.
Going off alone in a horror movie versus the very safe high-speed chase.
Yeah, I'm going the horror movie. I'm
high
going
speed
the high-speed chase.
High-speed
chase.
Chase. Okay, there's your lead eight. Instant death if the hero of the movie shoots you versus the dramatic reading of the will.
Shoot.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, shooting.
Okay. You have just beat up eight Kung Fu masters, but you're back to 100% after you take a couple breaths versus the villain explaining in great detail his plan.
This is tough.
Yeah, that is tough.
Villain explaining
this could be
his
the
plan.
Championship. Yeah. I got to go villain too, but dang, that's a tough
I
one.
Like the regeneration.
Yeah, I know.
Instant regeneration, no matter what.
It's like every Rocky movie.
Yeah.
Andrew, it's tied to you.
You get hit 87 times.
Regeneration.
100%. Good.
What did he say? What did he vote on?
The regeneration.
Okay.
The empty coffee cup versus the performative hacking.
The empty cup.
Cup.
Moves on.
I think that's a good one because the other stuff, like the action movies, almost all these other action or romance, that happens in everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or TV shows or whatever. That's out there no matter what. And like
and
I said,
we know it,
you can have a $100 million budget, and they still do that.
Yeah.
They just, oh, here's a wire to hold the grocery sack open.
Yeah.
Don't let them see that there's nothing in it.
The protagonist not being questioned at a crime scene versus the very safe high-speed chase through downtown.
Chase.
Okay, there's your final four. What's going on, Weber?
Hey, we are having a great July for deals. The if you look at my website, the discounts are the highest of the year. You've still got special finance, 0% for 60 months or whatever, and we have 27s already here. So that's like the twist, you know. People are buying some 27s, but those are not giant rebates from the factory, but it's the brand new. So if you want a lease, it's the highest residual you'll ever have because it's brand new in the 27. But if you want a 26, you got this giant discount. Flip side there, lesser everyday selection because there's no 26s coming in behind. So it's kind of a cool thing. Right now, we're in a position where I say lesser selection. The selection is still quite good. So this is the time where you got a lot to choose from still with the bigger. That's going to get a little bit worse and worse and worse as we go.
Yeah.
So check us out at the website. If you are looking for a vehicle, I promise you, you will be treated better at my spot than anybody else, and the reviews show that.
Yeah, and we can all vouch. Everyone here drives a Weber vehicle. Okay, final four of stupid movie tropes. The hero always being a dead-eye shot, no matter how many people he just shot, versus the ability to regenerate instantly after a fight.
Instant regeneration.
Those go a lot together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Usually both, and I'm going to say instant regeneration.
Yep. Moves on to the finals. The empty cup of coffee and grocery bag versus the high-speed chase.
Chase.
Cup.
I am voting for the Dark Horse Cup because, like I said, it goes with everything.
There you go.
Like a chunk of cheese.
Is it John Wick being able to kill 100 people in an evening and regenerate, or is it the empty, annoying cup?
Regeneration.
Show me cup.
I'm going cup.
Cup.
Show me cup.
Yes.
All right, so let me get the grand champion. I believe it's
Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball.
Lucy Ricardo. Ooh. Lucy Ricardo was the best character ever. Yeah.
I'm going cup. I like it.
Lucy. I like cup.
Cup.
Cup dethrones Lucy.
Look at that. Love it.
Just like that. Awesome. All right, guys.
Thanks, Skip.
You know, the ironic thing is Lucy used that cup.
It is 4:45. This time check is brought to you by Paramount Men's Medical Center.